morning, S&S.
Hey, is Phil there?
Speaking.
Hi, Phil. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago. It was based on some financing you guys did with Fifth Third back in 2012 and your DNB credit profile. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for up to $250,000. So I just wanted to circle back with you and see what you had coming up in the pipeline that might need some financing.
Who are you with again?
I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank.
The Bank of Carter?
Cardiff, like Cardiff, like C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay. You know, there was a time back when things were a little tougher that I was in need of that. I managed to get through with self-financing, and now we've got capital, or at least cash flow, such that it's carrying us. I don't have an immediate need. I'd like to keep that offer out there on the table to consider down the road, but at the moment I could truly say that we're trying to relieve ourselves of some debt we already incurred. And so I think we're just going to try and ride as this year on out and reevaluate later on into the next year.
Okay, so the typical time you would reevaluate would be next year?
I would look at everything at year end.
Okay, year end. Did you guys bring on like any new purchases or any new equipment this year?
There may be the consideration of another vehicle at some point in time, perhaps in the first quarter.
Okay.
Or if we're in need, we do have old equipment that we're considering replacing, that's vehicles.
Okay, so all vehicles replacements?
Yeah, well, at least one a year. You know, we haven't bought any trucks, and nor have I had payments on vehicles for 4 or 5 years, so everything is really, it's getting old. It's 2002 vintage, 2005 vintage, you know, and so there'll be some consideration down the road as it relates to equipment, primarily in the vehicle department.
Okay, and so what kind of vehicles are they specifically?
They're light trucks. They're vans and trucks.
Okay.
Pickups, and pretty much it'd probably be a cube van of some kind, some type of a one of these Nissan trucks that are, or like a Sprinter van or that kind of thing.
Okay.
That's probably what would be of interest. So that, and, you know, it's always nice to have some working capital in our worst months, which is January, February, and March. So, you know, I can't predict the future, but right now we're in our best quarter, so it's hard to determine. At this moment, because it's going fairly well, but we do know the cyclical part of this business. Right at Christmas time, it goes right down to nothing, and January's cold and rainy and snowy, and February, and we don't really see a turn until sometime well
in the
after
spring,
middle of March. Yeah.
Okay, so that's when it starts getting like picking up again.
Yeah, so it gets hard to make payrolls and vendor payments and stuff like that at that time of year. We manage to get through it, but it's always there. It's every year we have that issue, so you know, I always
so it's
start
something that
at,
you could predict at this point.
I always know that it's out there to deal with, so and I don't have the wherewithal because I've built it up, you know, basically over the last 3-4 years myself.
Yeah.
So I really don't want to put any more in personally.
No, that's understandable, and I think our working capital programs would be great for you in that, for that instance, because it's just a short term where you need it, and so you'd probably, we'd work with you to get you the correct term length for you and make sure that it's something that would make sense for you financially.
Well, it's not to mention that we do have some debt consolidation and some other things that we might look at knocking off a few things with some monies that come in. And
do you have, is your current debt right now another working capital, or is it like a business loan?
We have business loans.
Okay.
We don't have any line of credit to particularly. That's been converted to a note so that it's got principal and interest payments going against it. So really we're bringing that debt down nicely.
So you had a line of credit and they converted it?
Yeah, when it matured, we converted it over.
Oh, okay, you guys converted it over.
Yeah, well, the bank said, well, let's just make this a note because you're not bringing down the principal at all, so let's just make that happen. And we agreed that forces us to make that happen. So we've done that for 3 or 4 years now. We got that note down and another one down nicely. So, you know, we got that, and we got a little credit card debt, and we got owed to the owner debt. So other than that, you know, we're trying to keep our payables current and other things, and at this point in time, we've got good cash flow to do it. But, again, in 2-3 months, that whole scenario can change, and we would be looking at alternatives.
What are your gross annual sales per year?
Oh, we're right around $1 million. We've reduced the company size and all as a result of that, and reducing overhead and personnel. We've got it down where it's won't be long for us looking pretty good on paper. So we've taken it down, you know, significantly, and as well as with the reduction in overhead. Of course, sales have also been reduced proportionately, so we really got it down to a sweet spot now. We got it down to where our break even is very low, and you know, we've moved to a smaller building, we've reduced our service territory, our consumption of gasoline and electricity is much lower, we've got a fewer head count, we've got all kinds of things, sold a few vehicles, reduced our insurance costs. We've done everything you can do to get it back down to a manageable spot.
That sounds smart.
It's where we are. I've had this 30 years. I've been 5 million. I've been 32 people. Now I'm 5.
So that's significantly smaller.
Oh, yeah. But less stress and higher profit.
Oh, yeah, so, and that's like really the less stress and higher profit is.
It's the old school.
What you want.
It's the way it's done. You know, we don't just go bankrupt and walk away from the damn debt. I mean, we know people that do that in this country, but this point in time, I just managed to get through the worst of the recession and never stopped. We've managed to be a survivor, and it's all from conservative principles and values, not to extend beyond, you know, what we can do. So, you know, we've got through the hurts. We've got through the pain. Now it's rebuilding it back.
No, that makes sense.
And I have personal friends that are interested in investing. There's monies on the sideline from personal people that want to, you know, one guy's got $250,000 he doesn't know what to do with. But, you know, at the same time, I haven't, you know, taking that option either. I mean, it's easy to just say, sure, give me the money, but then at the end of the month, somebody's going to get paid. And, again, I'm sensitive to any additional outlays of money until such time.
Especially when it's, like, from a friend or family, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so
you don't want to impact that relationship.
Usually the last to get paid, like me.
That's true.
So we don't really want to push that one. We've already got my father involved to some degree, and he patiently awaits for his money, which is fine. It's the way it was arranged. But, you know, again, through institutions, we want to, you know, we want to definitely have our CPA weigh in and have a strategy. So, you know, all that will be coming up on the table here as we close out our tax year, which is calendar year for us. And, you know, at the end of the day, it'd be nice to know this is pre-approved. I'd probably need a fresh, I don't have that in front of me.
Do you have, like, an email address? I can just follow up with you and send you the email. That way you have my contact info on file, what the approval is. And then if you want, I can just throw in the applications. That way, if something did come up, you have them, and then we could just have that conversation later. And, I mean, I'll check up on you. I would love to check up on you kind of a few times a year just see how things are going.
It's my name. Phil, Phil. Soutier, Soutier, @gmail.com.
Phil Soutier @gmail.com. Perfect. And so I know you mentioned your CPA. Have you guys talked about Section 179 at all for the new vehicles?
No, I haven't. Is that an accelerated depreciation program?
Yeah, it's basically just a way to offset your taxes, your tax exposure by onboarding a piece of equipment. So, and usually people do it towards the end of the year. So,
yep.
I would just bring it up to him and ask him if it makes sense for you guys to bring on a truck or van. And our equipment financing, just I didn't really tell you about it. It's basically a traditional loan, 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments and no down. Mm-hmm. So we, and our rates are in the single digits, so we work with you to kind of figure out, you know, what the best term would be, 5 years versus 3 years, 2 years, things like that.
Right.
And
right.
Just to reduce that payment for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's of interest, too. Because I do have profits building, and we're going to have to deal with that. Like years past, we've been in the red, so we've made the turn, and now we have to do the tax strategy side too on this. And again, the old equipment's falling apart, maintenance costs are rising, so it's time to begin to look at that. I'm actually being forced to do it. I've been told I need to get rid of some more of this old stuff and bring on something that makes sense.
Yeah, because you don't
want
to
only
keep
from the reliability
money.
Side, but also for the tax side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the tax side, and you don't want to keep putting money into something that just keeps breaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's
you,
the reality of it.
Okay, how would you rate your credit? Excuse me.
Oh, it's all the way up there, wherever top credit is.
Oh, awesome.
800. Yeah, I don't. Again, we make our payments on time. I don't go looking at the Experian ratings and so forth. But anytime we've ever gone out looking, we've always had approval on that stuff. So let me run. I've got someone here standing with me that I'll have to speak with in the showroom. So I appreciate it. Send me your follow-up info, and perhaps we'll talk later in the year.
Yeah, definitely. I'll send you an email right now, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Phil. You're welcome.
Bye. All right. Bye.